Thank you, Sam. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. It has been a decade-long wait since plans were first initially proposed. But now the first spade has been stuck in the ground as building work begins for a new community centre in a village south of Norwich. Work on plans for the £1 million new hall in Stoke Holy Cross began in 2014. It will be a multi-purpose venue that will also be used as the site for the village's preschool. It will replace the existing pavilion, which is no longer suitable due to the growing population of the village, which has seen a number of housing developments built in the surrounding area. Sandy Collins, chairwoman of the local council, said, "We are delighted to see the work on the new hall finally commence. It has been an extremely long and complex process to get this project off the ground. The hall, which will include a meeting room, a kitchen and toilets, has been funded in part through community infrastructure levy payments paid to South Norfolk Council. Money that developers have to pay as part of the conditions in place to allow new housing schemes to go ahead. Income from these payments can also be used for things like schools and improvements to roads. The current pavilion opened in 1983 and, along with the playing fields, is owned and managed by the parish council."
Water company bosses have been told they must spend millions in upgrading Norfolk sewage works to help get thousands of new homes built in the county. Anglian Water has been ordered by Environment Secretary Steve Barclay to upgrade wastewater treatment works in catchment areas covering the River Wensum and parts of the Broads by 2030. The company will spend £138 million at 19 Norfolk sites to reduce nutrient levels. The government's demand is part of efforts to tackle the issue of nutrient neutrality, which has stopped decisions from being made on thousands of new homes in parts of Norfolk. Government advisers Natural England told councils in March 2022 that they could not grant permission for new homes until it could be proven wastewater from new developments would not increase pollution and harm species. Council bosses scrambled to find solutions to unlock house building, with South Norfolk and Broadland councils leading a joint venture to allow decisions to be made. The Norfolk Environment Credit Scheme means developers can buy credits to fund mitigation measures to prevent pollution, such as wetland. The scheme has even been used to compensate a farmer on land on the edge of Norwich, near the A47, in return for him no longer farming pigs, which create a lot of nutrients that flow into the rivers.
King Charles III seemed upbeat as he strolled to church at Sandringham on Sunday with Queen Camilla by his side, giving well wishes a cheery wave. Yet little over 24 hours later, days after successful surgery for a benign prostate condition, the bombshell dropped. His Majesty has cancer. Buckingham Palace said the 75-year-old king, who returned to his Norfolk estate from London, had been advised to postpone public-facing duties as he begins a course of treatment. Less than 18 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II, the monarchy faces a seismic shock as the king steps back from the spotlight and other senior royals step up to hold the fort. That will mean that the Prince of Wales, whose wife Kate is currently recuperating from abdominal surgery, the Princess Royal and the Duke of Edinburgh will take his place. The Sovereign's diary included the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey on March the 11th, a state visit to Canada with Queen Camilla penciled in for May, the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in June, and the Sandringham Flower Show in July.
King Charles III has given the nod to plans for luxury glamping tents at Sandringham. 15 safari tents with built-in barbecues are included in plans to extend a campsite on the monarch's Norfolk estate near King's Lynn. Proposals drawn up by the Caravan and Motorhome Club, which runs the 25-acre wooded site off the B1439 near Babbingley, also include 28 new all-weather caravan pitches and 12 new camping pitches, along with 2 new toilet blocks. Royal sources said the King would be consulted and would have to approve any alterations on his 20,000-acre estate, which he inherited after the death of Queen Elizabeth II in 2022.
A restored driving coach from 1950s rail car has been shortlisted for a prestigious heritage award. The driving coach has been shortlisted for a Heritage Association award following a near decade-long restoration of the 1958 M56182 rail car at the North Norfolk Railway. Each year, the National Awards showcases a wide variety of preservation and restoration projects with entries from railways throughout the UK. The driving coach has been shortlisted for the diesel and electric locomotive category, with the winners being announced at the awards in Brighton on February the 10th. The restoration project has been a labour of love for father and son team, Paul and Chris Moxon from Beeston Regis, who have been working on the rail car in their spare time over the past 9.5 years. The Class 104 driving coach was reintroduced to service at the North Norfolk Poppy Line between Holt and Sheringham in September last year, 36 years after it had last carried passengers. The North Norfolk Railway reopens for February half term from February the 17th to the 25th.
And now, here's Sam again with a few fun facts and figures from this week in history.